Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Sharkcast Radio, a weekly podcast on all things Cronulla Sharks, brought to you by the champs at Dyson Logistics and coming at you live and loud from the Royal Motor Yacht Club and fueled by LGB supplements. I am your host, or one half of the Sharkcast Radio, Newman, and I'm joined as I am every week down here at the Yacht Club by my fellow Sharks fanatic, Sydney singer-songwriter, and all-around good bloke, Sam Shinazzy. How are you going, mate?
Hey, Newman. Four in a row. I'm so excited. What a great time to be a Sharks fan. Everyone get in touch with us, sharkcastpod@gmail.com. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and we also urge you to listen and subscribe to Apple Podcasts, Wooshka, Stitcher, whatever you listen to, Podbean. Jump on, subscribe for free, and rate us.
And the official records will read that the Sharks rolled the Canberra Raiders 26 points to 14. The undermanned Sharks got up over those guys. And we also missed an episode. So going back, we defeated the Parramatta Eels by 22 points to 20. And that leaves us in eighth position on the NRL ladder, but almost pretty much in equal third. So it's pretty big log jam, but we're in the right area on the ladder, Sam. And a scratchy win against Para and a really good win against the Raiders.
Well, scratchy, it was one-sided game for 74 minutes and they let their guard down.
Mm-hmm.
They scored three quick tries. It was quite shocking to everyone. But we are all about the Raiders game, given it happened just yesterday and it's so fresh. Down on troops against a squad that on paper looks pretty good. Decent home crowd. It was minus 18,000 degrees. And the Sharks won. They were the better team.
They were the better team.
Even down 16-8, yep. I thought they were the better team.
And a couple of big performances. It was a bit of a bizarro game watching it. I mean, there were players coming up with some really poor blunders. You can only describe them as blunders that would then turn around and do like something amazing. Case in point, Val Holmes. Your boy, you're the fan club, but even you must have been cursing him when he just sat there and watched that ball not roll into touch and the Raiders score. But 2 seconds later, he turns around, runs the length of the field. That would have been the worst error of all time. Seguiaro throwing the ball into touch, going for the penalty, had the Raiders score. But no, they didn't. He grabs an intercept out of the air, runs 40 metres, dishes it off to Val, and Val runs the length. It was just a bizarre game. Lots of crazy errors backed up by some crazy good play.
Yeah, some real redemption stories there, Newman. I mean, we've been on Seggy's case for a while, but over the last month, and we've said it, he's improved greatly in both his playing and his role in the team. They're using him better. He came on and he was straight away an impact player. He set up the try for Jack Williams and he made a number of line breaks. He was really good. For some reason, 2 minutes ago, you could see what he was trying to do, trying to get the automatic penalty, guy in the ruck.
Sleeping, they call it. Sleeping.
But the guy breathed in and the ball went out and they started their set from their 45-meter line and they were on a roll. And I'm glad he intercepted that ball for lots of reasons, and it was game over. Valentine Holmes, terrible error, inexcusable. He's got it in him. I keep telling everyone, he's got it in him. He's probably not going to lose it.
He's done that too many times for my liking now.
Absolutely, but I mean, why is he still doing it? That's a big question.
Mm.
He had a monumental game. If you even take away that try, he ran for 323 metres, as far as we can tell, on record, going back as far as decent stats have been kept, it's the most in a game for a Shark. Two
Is that
line
right?
breaks, yeah.
So he ran the most meters of any Shark ever?
As far back as they've been keeping stats. So for all I know, in 89, Glenn Coleman might have done more, but from, say, the NRL year onwards,
Wow.
He also, two tries, two line breaks, six tackle busts. He was all over the shop. He had a few try assists disallowed because guys dropped the ball or were held up.
Yeah, well, that's a point you kept... It was annoying me because you kept messaging me going, so-and-so bombed a try there and it's cost Val a try assist. And I'm like, who cares about Val? What about the bigger picture?
I cared about Val because all the internet geeks were on his case and on my case. And I loved the big turnaround. Mm. This guy should never play for the Sharks again. This guy is the greatest Shark of all time.
It's worth pointing out that we did bomb some tries.
Oh, yeah.
I got the feeling in that game it was just going to be one of those games where we look like we should do it, but we just can't. We can't get the ball over the line. And, you know, big Andy Fifita, talking about monumental games, we'll talk about Andy Fifita.
Oh, we'll get through it all.
But he dropped the ball over the line. That was a weird one. Big Arvas, you're just like, just get the ball on the ground, son. Fecky dropped one over the line.
Moyser in the first few minutes.
That's four bomb tries.
Yeah.
And that can come back and bite you.
Yeah, it can. And they should have won by more, you know, for their own sake. They played really good. They deserve to be, you know, winning games more than that. Across the park, Newman. I mean, I thought the whole back line was really good in the way they ran their meters. Like
Ricky, that'll tackle Latelli, mate. How good was he?
He ran for 205 meters. Yeah, that's a centre.
And I mean, you talk about Val's mega meters, but, you know, 80, more than 100 meters of those is him just pinning the ears back, sure, and going for the try line, and that's great. But Ricky Latelli's, all his meters were in contact, heavy contact coming his way, post-meter contact. Fantastic game by Ricky.
Fecky and Eddie, both over 100 meters. A lot of people have written to us, and we'll get to it a bit later on as well, but let's discuss right now the pivot, Matt Moylan. His errors are very glaring to me because they're almost comical in the way he reacts. The hands go up, the head goes down.
Yeah. Well, he knows he shouldn't be making those errors.
Absolutely. He's still playing. He's still being effective on the field. He's still doing nice things. But he definitely needs to cut that stuff out. We've got a lot of mail about people not happy with him in the slightest. Well, how are you feeling about him right now?
I just don't think he fits the structure of our team. It was just interesting. We were just did Sharkcast TV then, and I know a lot of people only listen to the audio podcast and don't watch TV, but Ben Ross was saying that Matt Moylan does a lot of little things that we don't pick up on from the TV that are great, and I'm like, yeah, what are they? I know he does one thing he does do that he doesn't get credit for is he attracts defenders. So when he gets the ball, the defences, you know, they're calling out Moyser. And he attracts a lot of numbers towards him in the way that a Hocco wouldn't, and in the way that a Chad Townsend doesn't either, because, you know, he doesn't have the ability to do a freakish step and get around someone the way Moylan does. But he's just too slapdash. He's just, he lacks penetration. He makes a lot of errors in defense, and I mean, he's trying, but I just don't think he fits the structure of our team. And I keep thinking back, we had that dud year with Ben Barber where he didn't seem to fit the structure of our team, and then it clicked, and I think a lot of people are waiting for it to click, but at the moment I'm just not seeing how he's going to work as a half, particularly for the money that he's on, because keep in mind, he's one of the best paid players at the club.
Yeah, he is. I want to go back to that Penrith game, which I know was a personal game for him, but he was still close to the man of the match. He's got it in him. He's played well for us in the first 10 weeks. It's not nearly consistent as what we need it to be, but the kid has talent. I just don't know
No, there's no doubting his ability.
People are asking for him to be playing for the Jets.
I can get it because we've been spoilt now. You look back to 2011 through to 2014, we had a lot of really bad years, and we would just hope any win we could get, we didn't mind. Now Flano came along, we got Todd Carney for a while, then we had Luke Lewis, then we had Ben Barber, we had these great players, and we were playing this wonderful power game, which we saw against the Raiders, where our backs go up the middle, we great jumping out of dummy half, and then we spread the ball to the backs, and we play not an attractive brand of footy, but a very, very machine-like capable brand of footy. And then you put someone in there like a Moyser who doesn't fit in the machine, and he looks out of place, and people are going, well, what's going on, mate?
But it can work, surely, if we give it more time. It doesn't necessarily have to keep going the way it's going.
I'll tell you what would fix it, cutting some of the errors out.
Chad Townsend had a really strong game. I'm looking at the stats here, Newman. Out of the 13 general kicks in play, he took 10.
Yeah, he's our main kicking guy. It's a robotic the way he gets about it. He's short, kicking's good. He's not, doesn't kick that long, but he's putting the ball in the areas that obviously the coach wants him to put it in. I would actually like to see Moylan kick the ball more, because I think his kicks are a little bit more unpredictable and harder for the opposition to deal with. But I know for a fact, and I know this isn't me speculating, I know for a fact Flano likes a very particular kind of kick, and we saw Maloney doing it for us last year, and we see Townsend doing it for us this year. It's a, you know, a sort of, it's in the air for 4.2 seconds. That's what he wants.
All right, let's move on to the forwards, Newman. Now,
Fafita,
man of the match, you would go close to saying, was Big Andy, and he's having a really fantastic
Stormer.
Year. From probably 5 weeks ago, people in the press, who we don't really give a lot of credit to, but people in the press sort of saying, well, this guy wasn't even going to play for Origin, even, you know.
Let me put this to you. He's the sixth best, not even in the top six.
That's what they said.
In the NRL.
That's what they told us. I don't know. Who am I replacing him with? Who's going to play 80 minutes at that level for us?
What selector or coach wouldn't put him in the front row? Crazy. Well, you'd rather Aaron Woods, would you?
No, I wouldn't. We think the captaincy has helped him a lot with his maturity on the field. Even little things that was well publicised, like when Mitchell Moses missed the goal last week and was quite upset. Andy was one of the first ones there, gave him a hug, said, hey, bro, don't worry about it. Little things like that are making his reputation a lot stronger. But it's the way he's playing on the field, barely a penalty given away. He had one yesterday. I think it was a flop or something. But
the play of the ball. Remember the play of the ball? Remember every time he used to get the ball and you'd hold your breath because he'd play it? Yeah. He never does that anymore.
He was the reason why the NRL's in such a bad state with the play of the balls. But now he's one of the best at it.
100%.
And
phenomenal effort.
I love the way he's
leading
playing.
The Dally M's.
He didn't train last week. No, yeah, that's right. He's leading the Dally M's.
Yeah, he's got an injury to his knee. He is fantastic. I love him. And it's just, he's a wrecking ball. And geez, it would have been great to see him get that try.
Yeah.
He deserved it.
He topped the tackles last game against the Raiders, 43 tackles.
80 minutes he played.
80 minutes. Now, let's give another shout out to a great prop, Matt Pryor. He came off his sick bed the other week to play for the Sharks. Was it in... at the Gold Coast, I think
that
it was.
That was the Gold Coast game. He flew out to the Gold Coast.
Had a great game against the Eels last week. Saturday night, just gone. Had his first child with his wife.
Congrats,
partner.
Man.
We then hear that he drove himself down to the game on Sunday.
Yep.
Had a heck of a game, played for an hour, some big stats. It's just a really quality prop.
Oh, mate. So good. He's getting back to that form that we saw from him in 2016. And let me tell you, if you haven't had kids... going through that whole childbirth ordeal is not a walk in the park. He would have been tired.
I remember famously to all of our listeners and to you, I sat through on my lounge the 2015 semi-final against Souths, and I could barely watch it because I was so tired.
Yeah.
Let alone playing it.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, and
massive
we're just
shout
the
out.
Men. We're not even what the girls go through way more than we do.
Of course.
I know some of our female listeners are like, but you reckon he got a bad...
Now, he only played half an hour, but I thought it was a great coaching move by Flanagan, who I have been critical of this year. I thought he was really good with Big Arva starting a lock.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was... and he was powerful, Arva. He got about his business with a minimum of fuss, and that's what we want. And speaking of, more big raps for our mate Captain America, Joseph Paulo. I thought he was fantastic. Some really soft hands.
Yeah, the back
some
row.
Great touches.
Try assist.
Brilliant stuff from Arva. And the two debutants, Jack Williams and Braden Uwele, both had very strong games. And Jack Williams...
he played 50 minutes.
His game was probably inflated by the try that he scored, but
yeah,
it was a great game.
50 minutes of NRL in one stint. I thought he did pretty good.
You know what he looked like, didn't he? Don't you?
Who's that?
He looked like a young Paul Gallen.
He's got a motor on him.
Yeah.
He's got a future. Uwele was really good over his short stint. He made 12 tackles, didn't miss one, ran for about 50 metres. He'll be good for that hit out. I'm not sure when he'll get another shot, but he didn't let us down. I really love the size of him too.
Yeah, he's a big lump of a thing, and he's an aggressive... I've seen it with him playing for Newtown. He's a hothead. You know, he gets angry and he runs hard. So
what you want.
I thought he was really good.
Just back to the back row. Capewell had some good runs later on in the game.
Yep.
He was strong. We love him playing 80 minutes. Kurt Dillon did not play. He didn't get on the field.
That was
so
weird.
That's just one of those things. Last but not least, we have a fellow named James Seguiaro.
The much maligned James Seguiaro, and I must admit, he's not my favourite player.
If he keeps playing like that, he might be.
But then that Moisa mold where he does, well, I'm not even in the Moisa mold, he just does too much crazy stuff for me. But he was really good, you know, that short kicking game, putting the ball in behind, set up a try. I mean, he grabbed that intercept. That's the kind of game that you need from him regularly. And we were carving them up from the middle. And good coaching. I think that's the way you should split. We were asking Flano to give him more minutes and give Brayley less minutes. And that mix, I mean, if he's going to carry two hookers, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, and I also have been critical of Seguiaro, but if he plays like that, I'm happy to have him play every week for however long he wants. He was cutting them up in the middle.
Oh, man.
It wasn't just the try at the end that he set up. He had a really strong game. The only dumb thing he did was throw that ball in the touch, which could have been crazy. Could have been costly.
That's the stuff that puts him down a lot.
If it grazes the guy's jersey, we get the penalty.
I know, but it didn't, and he chucked the ball in the touch. It was the fifth tackle.
It was comical.
It was comical. It was just crazy. And we've seen him do other crazy stuff like that. So, I don't know, man.
But what a great game from him.
He had a great game. And he changed the game.
He changed the game.
When he came on. So, that's, you know, a wrap for basically every player on the field there, Samuel. Well done.
I've got one more.
Who?
One more wrap for a player we've already wrapped.
Who?
And everyone's turning off now and they're writing to me going, shut up about that number one. Oh, shut up about that number one.
About him.
We haven't mentioned the milestone.
What?
50th try. In his 89th game, you know who's only done that one better? Matt Rogers reached 50 tries in how many games, Newman?
Oh, I don't know.
88.
Well, there you go.
So if Val scored last week, which he should have.
Yeah, well.
As you all heard on the internet, he would have been the quickest, equal quickest person to get to 50 tries.
Well, that wraps us up for the game review. We're going to have a break now. When we come back on the other side, we'll have the news. This is SharkCast Radio.
Hey, Newman, I bought some Sharks memorabilia off a dude in Queensland. I need to get it here as soon as possible, but the seller doesn't do shipping. I need it in a hurry. What am I going to do, buddy?
Mate, get straight on the phone to Dyson Logistics.
What's the deal with those guys?
Dyson Logistics can move anything from a small package to a 40-foot container, road, rail, sea freight, air freight, local, regional, international, and they will do it cheaper and quicker than those big corporate freight companies and with better service too because they have that personal family business touch.
Give me their number right now.
Hit them up on 0467 233 153. That's 0467 233 153. Or log on to the website, DysonLogistics.com.
A little birdie tells me they're also very big, passionate, long-time Cronulla Sharks fans as well. What a bonus. DysonLogistics.com. They go above and beyond. That's the Dyson difference.
LGB Supplements is the Shire's number one store for supplements and proteins. They have a wide range of supplements, including proteins, pre-workouts, and fat burners, on top of a massive range of exercise accessories, including boxing gear, activewear, gym gear, and water bottles.
Newman, it's free delivery Shire-wide and a price beat guarantee. Best prices anywhere. 10% price beat. The website is www.teamlgb.com.au. Just again, www.teamlgb.com.au. They're at Shop 6, 10 Waratah Road, Engadine. It's 20% off for SharkCast listeners.
On top of that, they have friendly, accessible boot camps for all levels to shift those extra kilos. They have them in the Engadine area, and there's a boot camp at Woolooware coming soon. LGB, life's getting better.
Eddinghausen and Green laying it on. Peachy's into the space. They're not going to get him. The young fullback scores for the Sharks.
Well, I'll tell you, it is one of the best scrum moves you've ever seen.
And now it's come to the time of the show where we see what news has washed in across Botany Bay towards the mangrovey shores of the SCGS. The news. And Samuel, let it ring out up Cronulla. We're a bit behind, but the girls in the black, white, and blue, they were winners in the Tasha Gale Cup competition in New South Wales Rugby League to jam it up the NRL. And they rolled the Newcastle Knights 32 points to 22 points at Leichhardt Oval. And good on them. Well done.
What about Faith Nathan with a hat trick of tries? She scored 5 the week before that.
8 tries in 2 weeks is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Wow.
You do the math, my friend. So, yeah, I mean, isn't that terrible? We've been through it. We feel for everyone involved.
It's annoying. Now, the Newtown Shark Jets, my boys, they had a big win against Mounties, and Mounties are tracking along pretty well, 34 points to 20. Kennedy was in the tries with Will Kennedy, two tries. Young Kyle Flanagan got himself a four-pointer, and the best rugby league player with the first name, Bessie Alfagatumaga, also scored a try.
So they're in seventh spot, Newman. Five wins, four losses, one draw. 3 points off the lead, as our friend Ben Ross would say.
Okay. Now, other big news today, signing news. Things are moving about. The pieces of puzzle are opening up.
Breaking
we lost
news.
Trent Hodkinson. What do we feel about that? He's gone for Manly for 2 years.
I think I'm okay with it unless our halves go down.
We're speculating here, but I think they've seen enough from FJ Flano Jr. in the Intrust Super Premiership to think that he's going to get the next shot if one of the halves go down. So it's not really not fair, but you know, Hodko can go make some money elsewhere, so let him go.
Well, that was part of his contract. It was stated that if he could get a multi-year deal elsewhere this year and on, then he would be allowed to do that. Manly have given him that, so it's good for him and his future, and you can't deny him that. And, you know, we saw him play a few games. One was the famous Melbourne victory. He was solid. He was never going to be anything more than that.
He was a professional.
You got to think that Kyle Flanagan, like, dislike, whatever, at least the potential is there. He's young, he's willing, he's fit.
You got to blood him sometime, and he's playing well for Newtown. Like, yeah. Overall, he's far from perfect. But
I like his enthusiasm.
You got to give him a chance at some point.
He might not get a go, Newman.
We talked about it. I don't see them picking Chad Townsend, even though Chad's been really good for us.
For Origin,
I don't see him, and I don't see them picking Moiser.
No chance.
Based on current form. So I don't see where Flanagan comes in, barring injury.
And injury can happen any point of the day or night.
As we know, Josh Dugan.
Joshy, I miss him. He's played really well for us when he's been on the field. Now that I'm a Dugan man, I feel sorry for him. All those years I didn't. Now I do. It's like he actually plays good when he's on the field.
All right, now there's a ton of injury news, Samuel. Luke Lewis, my boyfriend, is still a way off. They're talking 2 to 3 weeks, and it seems like every week it's been 2 to 3 weeks. So he doesn't seem to be getting any closer to coming back.
I'm worried about Louie.
Yeah, that's a real battler. What about Dugan? What do we know about him?
So he's recovering from his broken foot, and you would think he's still a number of weeks away. Scotty Sorensen had an operation on his broken hand. He's probably at least 3 weeks away, if not more.
Bad luck for Scotty in that he was going so well.
Yeah, I hope he gets another shot because he was on a roll there. Now, Katoa of the Sione variety did not play last week in any grade. We got a few letters of interest asking could we find out what the information was. He had a very minor ankle injury. And all being well, he should be named in one of the teams this week. We're not sure which one. Maybe the Jets.
It'll be Newtown. You can't see him dropping big Electric Eddie or
You don't change a winning team is what they tell me.
No. Now, this is a strange one. Jason Bakuya missed the second week in a row with a virus. And just talking to Benny Ross at the Sharkcast TV, they are quite concerned for his health. And he was in hospital over the weekend. So, mate, get better.
Yeah, we should say that while they are scared for his health, they mean they don't know what's going on. It's not, he's fine at the moment, so to speak. He's just, there is something going on. He's lost a lot of weight, is what I believe, for a footballer over a short period of time. And he's not fit to play. So we love Boogs and we hope he's back soon. We miss him, that's for sure.
Now, there's some more news, Samuel. We are having our annual Sharkcast TV and radio party. Okay, now this will be at the Royal Motor Yacht Club, Port Hacking. And we're going to make it an annual thing where we play the Warriors away game.
Yeah.
We're going to always have a catch-up. Now, it's a fair few weeks away.
It is plenty of time for you guys
Okay, so that is on Friday, the 29th of June. So it's like 6 weeks away. And it's a 6 o'clock kickoff. So we're going to get there early, watch the game, then we're going to have a bit of a party. And these up, there will be a band.
Is that right?
There will be.
Is it front-end loader?
No, it's not front-end loader.
Okay.
North of South are going to play.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Featuring Adam Flanagan.
That's correct.
No relation to Shane or Kyle, I know.
We might even get you up there.
I'll tell you what. I reckon I might know some of the covers they do. So I'd be cool with that. Yeah. Hey, I don't want to press my... Just jump on board. But if they're willing to have me,
Now, the yacht club's not the easiest place to get to in the world, so what we're going to do is we'll have some arrangements where if you get yourself to Woolooware Railway Station, we'll send a bus up to pick you up.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so
it's
anyway,
a hell of a club once you get there.
It's worth it.
The view.
So the 29th of June.
Warriors.
Warriors away game. Put it in your diary. Sharkcast DVN Radio. Massive get together.
We want you there.
It's going to be
great.
Come
down.
Kane from Dyson Logistics is going to be there.
Is Kane coming down?
Yep. Luke from LGB Fitness is going to be there. We'll get the boys from Shark Island Brewing to come in and see if they can do something. And we're going to have the boys from the Royal Motor Yacht Club, all the guys from the Sharks. Val will be there signing autographs. I can't guarantee
I don't
that.
Think Val will be there. We'll get Benny Ross down.
If he's not in New Zealand, he'll come.
And he knows
he
a lot of...
He lives down the street.
He does live down the street. He'd love to be there. I know that for a fact. And everyone who like gives me grief about Valentine Holmes, come and say it to my face and we'll have a friendly chat. And that's, I mean that with love and tenderness.
Now, I keep saying it, but I promise I'm picking trucker hats up this week.
Right.
And
we're getting requests for them.
There'll be more trucker hats for sale. Everyone who's requested a trucker hat, I still don't have my hands on them.
Right.
So just be patient. I'm sorry they got sent back to the printer. And when you tell them they done a crap job, they tend to drag their heels.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so...
Now, last week, the Sharks had their reunion.
Yes.
And it culminated in the 1997 Super League Grand Final team, but it was that great event where all the old boys come back, 160 former Sharks.
Mm-hmm.
Newman, you popped your head in for a little bit.
Yes.
Who'd you see?
I always feel awkward. We get invited.
They love you.
One of the perks of the job that we do here, Samuel, is we get invited to stuff like that.
We do.
And I always feel awkward because, I walk into the room and I am literally the only guy who has not played first grade for the Sharks.
I didn't play with you.
And there's 160 of them, but they're all super welcoming. Before the game wasn't that great because I got there when the beer had been switched off and they're all getting twitchy and being told what they had to do. But then after the game, it was great. I had a wonderful chat with Mr. Settling Touchfinder, Jeff Robson.
Oh,
he was our first ever... interview on Sharkcast. Yep. Second.
Okay.
Sam Tagatese was the first. And he remembered. And
beautiful.
Yeah, he was asking me how it was going. He's still plying his trade.
For
the Dapto Canaries.
Does he live down there?
No. He lives in Cronulla, so he commutes down there. But, I mean, they get paid $1,000 a game. He's a fantastic bloke.
He's a great human. Yeah.
Also, I really annoyed Chris McKenna.
What? This is the first I've heard about this. Well, he's the last person I'd be annoying.
I know. I was having a great chat to him.
He looks fit.
Yeah, he looks fit. And by this stage, the boys are a few beers in. Anyway, I was talking to Chris McKenna. Okay. Let's put it out there what you would do.
Come on.
I was in a group with myself, Chris McKenna, John Docking, and Jeff Robson.
Right.
So there's four of us. And I say, who wants a beer? And the boys are like, I want this, that, and the other. I go to the bar, and the line's really long, and I line up, and they're like two drinks only.
Oh, jeez.
So who do you buy beers for?
Doco.
I bought a beer for Doco, and I bought a beer for me. I came back and said, Robbo and Chris McKenna. He said to me, so why did you buy Doco a beer and not me?
Excellent.
And I'm like, well, I'm good mates with Doco.
Excellent.
And anyway... What was another amusing story was I ended up kicking on with John Docking and Paul Green.
Now, Paul Green is the coach of the North Queensland Cowboys.
Yes. And
he was running amok in Cronulla, they were running amok in Bondi.
Well,
literally.
Literally. He got a text message and just went, see you later, chaps. Got to go. Very polite. And we thought, well, that was quite abrupt. And
he's a great
just
guy.
Got on with the night. And then we woke up and read it in the morning. But, you know... He delayed his, the whole team coming back so he could come to that reunion. Very smart chap.
I'm a huge fan.
I got to say, one of the highlights of my drinking career was sitting around the table with Paul Green and John Docking and having a couple of frothy ones in JD's and just talking footy tactics. It was brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very envious. Very, very envious.
And I ended up staying out till 3 in the morning, and boy, I was not popular the next day.
It was worth it.
Yeah. But that was a great night. A great night.
So good on the Sharks.
And, Ross. Ben Ross organised it.
Yeah.
160 was the best. Leap and Luke Cavell didn't come down. He missed out. So there, that wraps us up for the news. Anything else, Sam?
Yeah, I wanted to get your opinion on something short and sweet.
Go.
Israel Folau.
Oh, God.
Question one, would you have him at the Sharks next year?
Really?
Yeah.
Is it even a possibility?
I'm asking you, would you?
He's a freakish player. Yes. Yeah, I'd have him.
Okay, but that answers my number two question, probably.
We'll go on.
Oh, how do you feel about the controversy that's going on with him? And
oh, he's an idiot.
But could you imagine if he was in our club colours and doing that? Would you be happy with that?
I have a vested interest because, like, my family are all heavily involved in the church.
Right.
Right. And they're in private moments.
Yeah.
A lot of people in my family would say stuff like that.
That's,
so
they're allowed to say that.
I know. So I'm talking about sympathize with that position, but he's still
I'm talking about a person using their power and prestige and popularity to promote what I would call hatred, other people wouldn't. So it's not what he's saying, it's where he's saying it.
Oh, he's an idiot. I totally disagree. And he's a religious
problem with it.
He's a religious nut, you know, and it's just crazy talk with, you know, what he's, you know, the whole, like, you're going to go to, like, you and I, we have gay friends.
Sure.
None of them can help the way they are. Oh, so look, essentially what they're saying is, you're going to go to hell because of the way you're born. That's terrible.
He also wrote, and look, I'm sure we also have religious people who listen to us, so I'm not having a go at this. He also wrote, Jesus is coming back in a few weeks or something.
Did he?
He wrote that on a tweet.
My God.
Now, no, but you know what? I don't mind what he says about religion. He's allowed to think it. He's allowed to say it to his mates, whatever he wants. But when you use your profile, and I also think he's trying to get out of a rugby union contract as well. I think it's not all about God.
Could be the case.
I haven't been this offended by something for a long time.
Really?
And I don't want him in club. He's not coming to Cronulla, but I wouldn't want him. And I know a lot of people do. I don't know how much I could support him.
He's a dynamic. He's a freakishly good
player. But I'm just saying I don't think.
And you put it on a scale of, like, there's a scale of NRL player, right? There's Trent Hodkinson at one end.
Sure.
Which is the clean skin. And then there's Matt Lodge.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And he's not at Matt Lodge.
No, he's not Matt Lodge.
He'd be hard to support. Like, he's a Derek.
I personally, right now, I'm so offended by what he's saying and so amazed that he could be so stupid and not, again, what he's saying, but the way he's going about it.
But do you think it's probably because he doesn't have any, like, know any gay people?
And no, because he claims to
well,
have.
Why would you say that if you have gay friends? Because you know how much of a bad impact those comments have on that entire community.
Well, I have a problem with it because he's such an influential figure and there's so many people replying saying you're right and then other people saying you're wrong. But I'm just thinking about, like, the poor, let's say, 15-year-old kid in high school who's learning about his feelings and he reads this stuff and then he hears his mates talking about it going, oh, is he? How good's that? Calling, you know. We're off topic here. I just wanted to get your thought on it. I understand why a club will pick him up. I think actually he will come back to league.
I think he's a very simple human being. Yeah. And
it saddens me, Newman.
It's a sad situation. And again, but he's an idiot.
Again,
he's an
idiot. This is not about religion for me, and it's not about people's beliefs, so I just want to make that clear. Believe what you want. I have a problem with how it gets out, though. So I just thought I'd get your opinion on that.
Good
my
old
friend.
Fence sitter Samuel has come to a position on something. It's good to see.
Don't forget, I wanted to beat up Dylan Walker that time as well for breaking Jaden Brayley's jaw.
All right, so that wraps us up for the news section. You got any feelings on the current nuclear disarmament system program in Iran?
Hey, go for it.
When we come back on the other side of the break, we are going to have the letters. This is Sharkcast Radio. The RMYC Port Hacking is a true hidden gem of the Sutherland Shire with million-dollar views for the price of a beer. A world-class venue located on the western side of Port Hacking, it has glorious views over the boat moorings up to Bundina.
Open to members and their guests, you can grab a drink in one of the two bars, sit on the deck or on the lawn with the kids while they run around and watch the boats come and go. Yachty's Bistro is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner and serves fresh, modern Australian dishes, local seafood, steaks, my personal favourite, Newman, burgers that are high on flavour and low on price. There's a full TAB facility on Saturdays, and of course the Mighty Sharky games are on live and loud on all the big screens. Don't forget about Friday fishing, it's a hit with the kids.
And if you mention Sharkcast Radio, you get a free garlic bread. Get down to the RMYC Port Hacking, 228 Woolaware Road, Woolaware, or find them online, rmycph.com.au, or on Facebook as RMYC. The Royal Motor Yacht Club, Port Hacking, home of Sharkcast Radio.
Hey, Newman, I'm selling my house, but the gardens are a mess. Can you help me out, buddy?
I wish I had time, Sam, but why don't you give Craig from Endeavour Property Services a call? A qualified horticulturalist, Craig specialises in pre- and post-sale garden cleanups and makeovers as well as regular maintenance.
Sounds good, man. How do I get in touch with him?
Get in touch with Craig on 0424 294 321. That's 0424 294 321 or endeavourpropertyservices@yahoo.com. If you mention you listen to the Sharkcast, you get a 10% discount. Endeavour Property Services.
They are dancing in the streets of Cronulla even now. From Carrickmore to Sutherland to Miranda.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home.
And now it's kind of the time of the show where we go out in front of Sharkcast Pod headquarters and see what the little Sharky who rips around the neighbourhood on a high-vis motorbike has jammed into the slot at 1 Eddinghausen Way, Woolooware. You can get a Sharkcast Pod at gmail.com or Facebook, Twitter and Instagram with the handle at Sharkcast Pod. Now we've got a heap to get through, so what are we ripping off with tonight, Samuel?
We have Michael from Canberra and he is frothing about Andrew Fifita and he says that he should be the captain next year. He's a goddamn undeniable beast and a winner.
I love that.
So it's hard to argue with the way he's going. I mean, they've already said that Wade Graham is the man going forward. You'd think Chad might somehow fit in there as well, but maybe they'll have a they do have a leadership group, but maybe...
He makes a good point, too, about Moylan. He says, Moylan is a strange little guy. He chimes in and looks good. He also makes some absolute trash bag errors. He tries most of the time. It's just not clicking. I think that's a pretty fair assessment.
It is. Then we've got more on Moylan. Just bear with us, people. This is live radio. We have... I think it's Andrew. Andrew Eisenhower wrote to us, and he said, what about this for a thought? Joseph Paulo at 6. I'm concerned that these wins are glossing over how poorly Moylan is going. And it's not that he's not creating opportunities. It's just his general play and finish the sets are not up to scratch.
So no from me, Joey is not quick enough to play 5/8 anymore.
Okay, yeah, I agree. I think as a main playmaker, he will struggle like he has in the past. But when the pressure's off him, he's unbelievable like we saw against Canberra.
Now we go on from Troy from Maitland, our mate ripping up and down the highway in the truck. And he said, Chad Townsend has really stood up the last few weeks and he was outstanding against the Eels. And he says he loves the Brayley and Seggy combo. It's taken a while, but it's going great now. Well done, Troy. And then we've got Woz from Tamworth. And he says, hi, guys. I really enjoy your show. That was a great team effort, but I think Chad is being underrated. He has really stood up in the last couple of weeks. So thanks, Woz. Hard to argue with any of that.
Andrew has written to us. Different Andrew, a few Andrews writing to us. He says... I thought you guys went a bit easy on the boys about the disgraceful last 5 minutes against the Eels. I think he was watching the TV show last week.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely bloody disgraceful to let them get within a conversion and taking it to Golden Point. Having said that, keep up the great work. I love the TV and the podcast so much. Thank you very much, Andrew. If we went easy on them, I was probably more impressed with the 74 minutes they played rather than the last 6 minutes they didn't. But yeah, I mean, we were all in... In shock.
The reason I didn't go hard was, and we haven't discussed it because it's in a long way in the rearview mirror, I spoke to some of the coaching staff and they mentioned, you know, the team was basically walking wounded. We didn't have any reserves. They were just, they'd clocked off. You know, they got a fright and they were just happy to get the win in the end. When you look at the injury toll in the club at the moment, you're going to give them a bit of levity. Had we lost, it would have been a different story there, mate.
Very, very cool photo sent to us by our regular listener and viewer, our friend Jenny. Now, she's had a few knee issues, I believe, but she's sitting in a very uncomfortable wheelchair, is what she says, but she's down in Canberra supporting the boys in a very special spot made for her by the Sharks members, and that's minus 10 there, and she's got a foot up, and that's a really great fan.
How come that wasn't in Where the Shark Are You?
Maybe we didn't make it. I don't know. Sorry about that, Jenny. Maybe we'll get there next week.
All right. Now, we've got one here, Samuel. Maybe you can shed a bit of light on this. So, we've got one from Sharon from Guymere. And she said, did you hear, this is the Eels game, did you guys hear about the trouble near the Shark Tank? Some really horrible scenes with two separate fights amongst families and an older man pushing the hustle against the fence with security not doing a thing until it was all over. One of our own breaking it up was punched in the face and one of the mascots was assaulted. Well, just come on.
Yeah, I did hear about this initially on the Facebook, and then a few people, well, more than a few people, got in touch with me about some issues that they thought I could maybe bring to the club. Apparently, all of that is true, and apparently there are alcohol-related fights and incidents week to week, and I guess the concern from a lot of the people in the Shark Tank, who are regular attendees and fans and members, they're a bit concerned that security are not doing their job.
Whoever the security is, your job is to keep people safe.
Yeah.
Right? And if somebody is kicking off and getting violent, get them out of the joint, kick them out, and they're heavy-handed. They'll pick someone out who looks drunk.
Yeah.
And then go and cause a scene with them in the game, and then something happens and they're nowhere to be seen. It's irritating.
Now, one of the people involved has been directly in touch with Barry Russell, and that was a good move because he's a good man and he's already on the case. He's reviewing CCTV footage. He's also going to, I imagine, deal with the security issue.
Now, there is a thing at the ground. There's a number that you can ring. Now, I'm going to take credit because this was my idea.
Really?
And, yes.
This is the first I've heard of this.
When I sat down with...
I love that number.
When I sat down with... what's his name? Tim McAleer.
What's his name?
Yeah, what's his name? When I sat down with Tim McAleer earlier in the year, we talked about a few issues, and he said that one of the issues that he really has with the licensing police is the trouble that goes on in the ground and some of the push and shove and the fights. And I said when I was in England, I went to Wakefield, which is a rough area.
Yeah.
And the first thing they do when, you know, they have that now, and I said, you should, he said, that's a good idea, right? So, it wasn't my idea here, but I passed it on. Ring the number.
I think you can text it, and there's security onto it straight away.
And as soon as you see somebody kicking off, don't confront them. If someone's acting like a pelican,
is anything like that.
Don't confront them. Yeah. Just send the text and get security and point them out. And if they do it, then security should kick them out. But if security aren't doing anything when there's a physical altercation, they need to be sacked.
Yeah, I believe Barry Russell's onto the case. There are police around as well who will help you. I have gotten people in the ivory tower thrown out, believe it or not, for, you know, very poor behavior, mostly opposing fans, sometimes not. They will help you. But we are sorry to hear that that hasn't happened down that end of the field. And we hope Barry will be onto it, Newman. Now, we've got a letter hot off the press from our friend Joshua. His handle is at Obi Bosch Kenobi.
Yep.
You're not impressed by that?
No.
Not a Star Wars man?
Obi Bosch. Oh, Chris Bosch. Okay. Not Bosch the Drills.
I don't know. It's Josh anyway. And he says, the best bench option when fully fit. Arva, Seggy, Boogs all get a spot. Who takes the fourth? So he's got Arva, Seggy, and Boogs. It's between Capewell, Paulo, Sorensen, Williams, Ueli, all fighting for it.
Bloody hell.
And now he points out all the great stuff. He says, Capewell for the cover and defense workload, Paulo for the middle link play, Williams for the ruck speed, and Sorensen for the ball in hand. Thanks for the good show on Facebook today. Thank you very much, Josh.
That's a problem
for Flano, isn't it?
Yeah. If and when we do get everybody back, it's going to be a problem. We've got some depth at the club. Tell you what, the Newtown Jets are going to look good that week.
Yeah, and it's hard to hang on to these guys, but it's a great problem to have.
Because a lot of those guys walking into a team like the Dogs who we play on Sunday.
Yeah, they do. They do. So thank you very much to everyone who got in touch. I think I've covered everyone. We did get a lot of tweets, Newman, mostly all nice, during the game and after and before. So thank you to everyone for that. And we just love hearing from you guys. So thank you very much for all your correspondence.
We have a game coming up. Bulldogs, 4:10 p.m. kickoff Sunday afternoon, which is Family Fun Day. Make sure you get down there with the kids. They're going to have face painting. They're going to have jumping castles. I'm taking my kid down there. T-Bone, she's coming down. Samuel, you're going to bring Chester down.
If T-Bone's there, well.
My mate Ben, who isn't even a Shark supporter, is going to bring his three kids down there. So psyched. The Dogs are tracking shockingly. We're tracking pretty okay. It's getting to the point now where we think if we don't win this one, then there are problems. So The Dogs, I don't think, are tracking as bad as people think, even though they look pretty rubbish. And the last three, we won them all,
yeah,
but only by 2 points or less.
Yeah, I am a believer they are tracking pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've been lucky to win some of the games they've won. They did go toe-to-toe with the Broncos up there the other week, but the Broncos, they're not very good. I just think that maybe the coach, Dean Pay, doesn't have the cattle he wants. He's got Desi's old mob, and he'll have them for a little bit longer.
And I also think, like, the Morris boys have been fantastic NRL players, but they're just a bit past it now.
Yeah, I mean, they can still cause you a headache, but you don't have the fear like you used to have.
No.
I think their best player is Marcus Mbai. I think Moses Mbai. He's very talented and
he's a good player.
I think he would shine in another team.
Foran sucks.
Huh?
Foran. He sucks.
Yeah, is he still going around? I thought he might be injured. I don't know.
He was there for him last week.
Who we got? Woods and Clemmer up front.
Woods sucks.
I think all over the park we can do it. I think we might do a number on them. Hope for our fans' sake that we can do a number for them. Should be a good afternoon, like Sunday Arvo footy. It's what you want.
Yep.
So get down here. Please get down here and pack out the place.
The club begs and pleads the NRL for these Sunday games. Yeah. So when we get them, you've got to support them.
Weather's
get
good.
Get down there. The weather should be good.
Come down a bit early because carry on like A-Rock Newman. You come down at 4:10. You might miss some of the opening game. Yeah, you might not have the luxury of flashing a New South Wales Cup media pass like he does. But in all seriousness, everyone's going to get here at the one time. Don't be that person. Get here a little bit early. There is stuff to do. There's jumping castles. There's ice creams to be consumed, etc.
What about rock and roll, Samuel? We haven't talked about any rock and roll.
Yeah. What's going on there?
Nothing. I haven't seen anything. I haven't been to any gigs.
Great stuff.
Yep. I'm drawing a blank here. I'm listening to a lot of Bill Callahan at the moment.
Yeah, you mentioned this the other day.
And I'm also listening to a lot of Lawrence Arms. Are you into the Lawrence Arms?
I haven't heard Lawrence Arms. But you were about to say Gaslight Anthem.
No, they're very much like the Gaslight Anthem.
Ooh, I like them.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned Bill Callahan. How far back do you go? Do you go back to Smog or not?
I prefer his later, more mellowy stuff, but I know you dig that lo-fi.
Well, if you like mellow, but it's very lo-fi. It's pretty dark, early stuff. Whew.
Yep. You're saying he's one of the great ladies, man.
Stick man is what I call him.
Yeah.
He's dated some really beautiful, successful women.
Check him out. If you've seen the excellent Netflix series Wild Wild Country, has a big hand in the soundtrack for that. That's what kind of turned me back onto him. I hadn't listened to him for a long while.
Now tell me, how do the Sharks beat the Bulldogs? We've already said that their team is rubbish. How do we beat them? How are we going to beat
them? By perfecting that power game that we have, which is our backs with really quick ruck speed up the middle and then shifting early ball. And Val's again going to have a big game. And, Jesse Ramey and Ricky Latelli linking well with their outside men. That's how we beat them. And, you know, Chad Townsend continues applying the pressure, turning the screws. I think that's how we beat them.
I really love the offloading that the boys did on the weekend against Canberra. I love the early ball to the outside backs. I think that when the old brigade get back, including Graham, Wade, Variety, they need to get that ball out early to these very talented people.
Well, that was one thing that was happening a lot in the early rounds when Louis and Wade were playing. The ball seemed to die with those guys a lot, and now they're sort of quote-unquote out of the way. You know, the likes of Rami and seeing some good early ball. So,
I can understand to an extent why it does die with them because they're such talented players.
So what do you think is going to happen, Samuel?
I think the Sharks should win by at least 12 points.
Wow.
I really think that they deserve to. As I said before, the fans, the players. Every game we won this year has been by 10 points or less, and I'd like to see them, especially for and against reasons, kick on a little bit more. But a win will be enough for me.
All right. That wraps us up for another episode of Sharkcast Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you write into sharkcastpod@gmail.com and we will be back live and loud at the same time next week. And we're going to play this song now. After the Para game, I was going to suggest we play Up Cronulla but then like fade out the last 10 seconds of it really badly. But we won't need to do that this week. We'll play it loud and proud. So, Samuel, you've got a 7-inch record you're getting out of the FlexiSleeve sleeve and we will see you next week. And as we say every week,
let's make it 5 in a row. Go, you Sharkies.